I'm joined by Jeremy Hess. He's the Economic Development Director for the Greater Burlington Partnership. He's joining me today because it is Big Muddy Cup announcement time. Last year, we had Jeremy with us. We also had the head or the editor of the Site Selection magazine announcing that Burlington had done something that no one else had done, and that was that you'd won the Big Muddy Cup 2 years in a row. Can you win it 3 years in a row? Jeremy, good morning.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here. First of all, that had never been done before, so a back-to-back had never been done. It was unprecedented, and so we liked our chances this year. We were going for the three-peat, and we missed it by that much.
Just a teeny tiny.
The smallest of margins. We actually are pleased to announce that we took second place in the Big Muddy Cup for 2017. So that's last year's numbers. But that's still an excellent indication of a lot of activity. We came in second to Union City, Tennessee. And we actually had more projects. We had five projects. They only had four projects. But based upon population and the total capital investment, they eked us out by a mere $2 million.
All right. So it's a formula they use. I think I learned about that. And the Big Muddy Cup, it's how big of a deal is it, in your own opinion?
Well, it's a big deal for to be recognized by your peers and by an organization that measures economic activity. I don't know how many people go home at night and read Site Selection magazine before they go to bed or anything. It's based upon some criteria. It's a minimum of $1 million in investment would qualify for a project, 20 new jobs, or an expansion of 20,000 square feet or more. And so while it is kind of a niche of an award, it's really great to be recognized for positive economic activity that's happening in your area. And I want to make just one point real quick, and that is about, this isn't about the Greater Burlington Partnership. It's not about whoever sits in the chair in economic development or any of that. It's really about the Burlington area. It's about these business owners and corporations who they're not putting your money at risk. They're right. Not putting my money at risk. They're putting their money at risk, and they're making investments in our community. And that is what's a big deal, not so much the actual Muddy Cup itself.
I was on I was in Arizona last week, and I was on the plane, and somebody was talking about Burlington, Iowa, and they said, well, how's the economy in Burlington? I said, hey, we've took our licks. We took our lumps in 2008 like everybody else did. I said, but we've got a lot of good things going on, and we've got a lot of new growth and a lot of new money being invested into the community, and that is showing up both in our downtown, but it's also showing up in our industrial base as well. And we're doing pretty well for where we were to where we are. It's a dramatic change.
It is. These companies have a choice. They don't have to put their money here in Burlington, Iowa. There's a lot of other communities they could do that in. And so when we want them to choose us, we want our community to grow. My motto is either get busy growing or you get busy dying. So economic activity, and when these companies put in $34 million for an expansion here, drop $2 million there for new jobs, whatever, that is positive growth in our community, and that's something that we can be excited about and proud of. So
what is the reason? What are we doing, and what are the companies? What's the attractiveness of Burlington, Iowa? And I guess what the key ingredient, if you had to put your finger on it?
Yeah, there isn't one key ingredient. I think that averting risk, corporations, businesses, they're adverse to risk. So having an environment that's open for business, that's positive business growth, pro-industry, you just have to have that environment. That starts with our workforce. I think we have second to none workforce in the world. We have hardworking people here that love what they do. They take pride in their work. So we've got the Midwest work ethic. We have government that is favorable to industry and to growth and to investment in our area. I think lastly, this you know, 2017, towards the end of 2017, or the run-up after the election, there was a lot of uncertainty. And that's another thing that corporations don't like, is uncertainty. And so with the election settled, this tax cut that that the federal government put in place for corporations, I can tell you that looking forward, the activity in my office, anyway, has gone up. It's been busier in the last month and a half, 2 months, than it has in the previous 10 months combined. So I'm really bullish on the outlook moving forward as well.
Using a sports metaphor, that is that winning begets winning. If you've got a winning atmosphere, you tend to get, you tend to be in a position to continue to win, and that happens in sports. Is it the same type of thing happening here? Is that what the Big Money Cup is all about?
Sure, I think so. I mean, look, the Big Money Cup is, it's a great thing to win it once, to be recognized one time. It could be an anomaly. If it's 2 years in a row, that's unheard of. To be 3 years in a row at the top means that something is, happening that's a positive, that's, pro-growth and so forth. And I think that kind of spirit can just catch. Mostly these people, in our community and the corporations, they're not investing based upon anybody's awards. They look very closely at, can they get a return on investment? Are they gonna be able to move forward with this investment, et cetera? And so I think we've just been able to, through a lot of different reasons, it starts with our people, it starts with our government, it starts with our folks who love our town here, local business people who have grown, who say, we're going to invest, we're going to keep going. And it's that winning attitude, I think, that is, it is catchy.
All right, so what do you need to do to be number one next year?
Man, we gotta nail it. we really do. And you know what, I think, I don't know if we'll win it, but I know that there's a lot of projects that are in the pipeline that are positive, that are good for our community, they're good jobs. You know, just the other day we received the blessing of City Council to put forth a project here at Frank Miller Company. They're going to drop almost $3 million on some expansion, great paying jobs. We will just keep going. We're doing everything that we can to remove hurdles and risk for our local businesses and corporations to keep investing in Burlington.
All right. Second in the Big Money Cup, but charging ahead and working towards being back at number one, Jeremy Hess, Economic Development Director, Greater Burlington Partnership. Thanks so much for being with me.
Have a great day.